Good morning. I have no meeting to go to, so I'll be here with you.
Very nice. Well, we appreciate that. It's good to know you're feeling better.
Yes, sir.
That is fantastic. And speaking of meetings, your meeting that's usually the final Tuesday of the month is moved up because of Memorial Day week. Tell me all about it. It's next week, right?
Right. Yeah, our regular, thank you for mentioning that, our regular school board session will be next Tuesday, the 19th, at 6 o'clock in the school administration building. And you're right. Usually it's the fourth Tuesday of the month, but because it's Memorial Day weekend, week, whatever, we moved it up to make it more convenient for everyone.
Very good, very good. And did you have a work session this? You got to keep me up to date on
this. We had a work session on Tuesday.
Because I don't want to call something something that's not something, but it is something, but is it official? Not. I don't know how that works.
Yeah, and the work session, it's an open public meeting, but it's for the board to hear about things. This is like the initial time. It's kind of like the city council's committee of the whole. It's the
gotcha.
We get to hear about stuff, but we don't take action, and people, unlike the city council, people don't participate in our work sessions. But what we were doing, we were reviewing the survey that will be done, the survey that was developed to test the waters about the referendum and the school corporation. And this is being done by, I think it's the Community Center for Participation. This is Brad Senden and Don Liftow, who worked with us 6 years ago on the referendum. And this will be a phone survey. It will be a scientifically randomized sample of people. And it's not just testing the waters for the referendum. It's a great basis for us to get some good information on what the community thinks we're doing well and what we need to improve on and where this community thinks our money should go if we extend this referendum. And again, it's not a new referendum. I mean, we would be extending the referendum. We would be renewing the referendum. And the proposal right now is that it will be at a lower rate than what it is now. So we're looking forward to that survey being administered, and we got a chance
That survey, so you put it together, then you send it out. When is that going to
happen? No, it's going to be a phone survey.
Okay.
It's happening within the next couple of weeks. It's a phone survey that...
Any reason you chose the phone survey part?
We didn't choose it. Actually, this was Liftow and Senden who did this.
Okay. Well, the only reason I mentioned that is if I look down at my phone, and if I see a number I don't know, I don't answer it.
Well, and that's... I do the same thing.
Yeah.
Do
you say, hey, I know you're not there right now, but if you could call us back and take the survey, that'd be great.
Right. And I don't think that's how it works.
So you're hoping people pick up.
And I am not... I am not a professional demographer nor a survey person, so I would leave that to them. But that really is a good point.
Leave it to the experts, right.
Yeah,
I just thought that was interesting in this day and age, because every day we open the newspaper and someone's getting scammed because someone called them about something. And
right, exactly. And, you know, and this is registered voters. And again, you know, with cell phones, I don't know that everybody has everybody's cell phone numbers, but a phone survey that takes between 10 and 12 minutes is the best way, if they get people on the phone, is the best way to gather this information.
Yep.
And they can get it real quickly, and if people don't want to participate, then they don't participate. So, but that's a really good question, Mike, and I'm gonna raise that.
Well,
with them.
You're right. They are the experts, and they probably have that.
No,
that
but I guess
base
my
covered.
Question, as well, other people might have this question, is how does that affect the validity of the survey? If there's only a certain type of person that answers the phone, does that skew the survey results? So I think that's a really interesting question, because we know you and I aren't going to answer the phone.
Well, I just...
So who is answering the phone?
Well, I'm chasing around two kids. I got to pick and choose which ones I'm going to answer.
Well, no, I mean, that's a really good point. So anyway, so that survey, and this is very, very similar to the survey that was done 6 years ago, in asking about the strength of programs and what people would like to see improved in the school corporation, and how do we improve that. So... even if for some reason we weren't doing the referendum, or we decided not to go into a new referendum or a renewal of the referendum, the information that we get from this is very valuable to
now
us.
Now, and the budget for this comes from where?
For paying for this?
Yes.
It will be paid, right now it's being paid by the school corporation, but it will be repaid by, well, it's coming out of our old referendum.
Yeah, that's what I figured. So it makes sense to write that in there so you can do it the next
right.
time.
Exactly. So,
All right, yes. Good start. Sue Wanzer is our guest this morning. Keith is on another meeting detail. As I was joking earlier, he's retired and he's gotten busier. I don't get it either. And speaking of retirees, you've got some folks you're going to honor.
Oh, sure. Tonight is our Evening of the Stars. Before Judy DeMuth came as superintendent, we used to do a very nice dessert for our retirees in the evening.
You had me at dessert.
With Judy, we now have it a big banquet. And
great.
It's a big celebration at the
convention center.
You
should. For these folks that have given you all that time and effort, that's a nice change.
I know. And people might say, well, where do you get the money for this? And we get the money from some fundraising. We have some always great supporters in this community. So we have some private donors who help support this. In order to recognize our retirees, and we're also recognizing people who are going to continue working with us, not retiring, and just recognizing them as some of our outstanding employees. So we get to recognize retirees as well as people who will continue on with us.
Great, and that's
and
tonight.
That's always
is that
really
right?
Exciting.
Tonight.
Tonight at 6 o'clock at the convention center.
Outstanding. So that's always great to see that.
A good time will be had by all.
Yeah, and some people that have been around for multiple decades that have seen education in many forms, and great stuff to celebrate them.
Right, and I'm real happy in the paper to see that Bevo Muehling was highlighted, because I think almost everybody in this community knows Bevo because she was their teacher, or she's now teaching their kids,
right.
Or you know, just a delight. Bevo has served in so many different roles in our school corporation, whether it's teaching in special education, serving as a literacy coach, whatever it is. She's done a whole lot of different things and has really, really, she's kind of just the epitome of every teacher, and reflects all the good things of teachers that we always want to see, and has been a mentor for a lot of younger teachers. So I'm real happy to honor her. I'm so happy that she gets to retire. I'm sad to see her go.
That's usually how it works, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
That's a sign of good people. Another story in today's paper that's making news is Bloomington High School North was ranked one of the state's best by U.S. News and World Report of the 29,070 public schools is the key there. I screwed that up earlier. Public schools across the country that were considered. 145 Indiana high schools were the best in the state, and Bloomington North fell in the top 10. So congratulations to the folks out on the north side.
I know, and aren't we excited about that? And that's not to slight any of our other schools. We know all of our other schools are great too. But we would like to thank U.S. News and World Report for that recognition. You know, I have to tell you, I've looked at this article, and I've had people ask me this question. And for anybody who's reading the article, I don't know the answer, and we're looking for the answer. But U.S. News and World Report says that North has a teacher-student ratio of 19 or 15 to 1, and South is 19 or 15 to 1. So I don't know which one is which. But that's really not our student-to-teacher ratio, so I'm not sure how they get that. But and if that's considered as part of the criteria, but we'll find that out. But it, apparently from the article, it sounds like it's people with AP exams and also learners who have certain struggles who have been able to progress in spite of those struggles because of our great teaching. So we're real thankful for that.
Yeah, it's always nice to be recognized for doing really good stuff.
Right.
Sue Wanzer's our guest this morning. She serves on the MCCSC school board. And, again, the meeting's being moved up to next week because of the Memorial Day finish. But finishing, we're getting real close, aren't we?
We are. And you know what? Our commencements are all going to be different this year. You know,
yes.
It used to be in Assembly Hall. And because of the renovation of Assembly Hall, we're moving some of our commencements. Bloomington North will graduate at North, and Bloomington South will graduate at South High School in their auditorium. So that means that seats are more limited than when we're in Assembly Hall, and each school is distributing tickets to graduates. So I believe one school gets 7 for each graduate, and one gets 6. So it is going to be a little bit tighter, but we can accommodate anybody who wants to come. They just won't be in the auditorium. There'll be other places with closed-circuit TV.
There you go. So you'll be in the building. You just might not be in the arena, but you will see the event happening live,
yes.
Which is really, really cool because,
right.
Again, sometimes you got to turn lemons into lemonade, and there's not always a perfect solution for that. So once Assembly Hall gets done, everything will be back to normal before we know it.
And we do have two other high schools, our Bloomington Graduation School and our Academy for Science and Entrepreneurship will both continue graduating at the IU Union, which is where they've been graduating the last few years.
So no change in that.
No. So we'll have a full weekend when it comes to graduation weekend of Thursday, Friday, and Saturday graduation.
It seems like the whole month of May is all about graduations, and then we take it right into June, and there we go. So it never stops, which is great. It's a great celebration. Kids have worked hard, and it's fun to celebrate all that happened. What else do we need to know here on a Thursday morning?
One other real quick thing.
Yeah, you're fine.
We had talked about PaveGen at one time. Those bricks, those tiles.
Yeah, the energy creation stuff itself.
Right.
That's the technical term.
Or they were unleashed or unveiled to the public on Tuesday, and Fox 59 News covered it last night, apparently.
Very nice.
Yeah, I mean, the first public high school in the United States to be using these, and who knows what's going to happen, but how fun that we can create energy through students' own movements, their kinetic energy can be transferred into usable energy. So maybe this can be an example for the city of Bloomington, and Bloomington South can show the city of Bloomington how to save some energy.
Well, you have naturally occurring herds moving through the hallways. You might as well figure out how to do it. So that's, again, great stuff.
Yeah,
on
powered
all of
by
that.
Children. We are powered by children.
Are the I-steps done finally? If we're talking about graduation, don't they have to be over by now?
I would think they are. You know what? That's one of the things. My brain is real limited with the space I have in it, and especially the older I get. And that's one of the things that
they're done. We just haven't heard anything about it. So that was going to be my angle. That it sounds like they've gone out better without a hitch now that they're no problems connecting online. The other things the hoops you had to hop through last year. So that sounds like it's a good
right. The only thing that seems to be a drawback this year is that we have to wait so long to get results.
Yeah.
That really says it's not really providing what we need it to provide.
I don't disagree with that, but at least it's not stressing out the kids whether it worked. No. You couldn't log on, so you're going to have at least a better, I think, baseline of taking it and completing it without that.
We are hoping so.
That's all you can hope for.
Right.
All right, Sue, thanks for the time as always. We appreciate
it. You're welcome.
We will catch up with you next Thursday, and and again, we'll be one week closer to it being
over. It's almost time for graduation. Okay.
The best part about Bloomington is there are three summers. There's the Monday after IU's graduation, there is Memorial Day, and then there's June 21st. So we really celebrate the beginning of summer three times. You can pick. You can do two out of three. You can do one. You can do all three. I prefer all three.
Do, too, because I like celebrations, all three. Okay.
Great stuff, Sue. Thank you. Sue Wanzer, she serves on the MCCSC School Board and checks in with us every Thursday morning, and we appreciate her time and insight on what's happening here in our local school corporation.